Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 107 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about Mastodon posts.
Do you have a Mastodon account?
Yes, I have a Mastodon account, and I don't think very many people know about it.
I didn't know anything about it until you told me about it.
So we're going to talk about some of those posts. Maybe we can get people to
join Mastodon.
To sign up for it.
Okay, because, yeah, I don't have one, so.
So you've never seen any of my posts?
Nope, only the ones you showed me.
This is the first time.
Yep.
Okay, well, we'll go through.
See how perverted my husband is.
The most recent ones.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
The first one that comes up is a pride flag made of NASA images.
Mm-hmm. Each color is reflected by stuff that they've actually taken pictures of with them gathering.
Yeah, it looks like of the Earth and the Moon and the Sun and
Mars.
They're all different colors.
Yeah. Yeah, it's from different, looks like some galaxies, actual space. One looks like I imagine it's all snippets of stuff from the web.
Or the JWT.
The JWT, so, yeah. It's pretty neat. It's a gorgeous picture. I like the way it stands out.
It's a reshare. That means somebody posted something and I shared it.
Mm-hmm.
Not many of my posts are like that.
Oh, okay.
The next one down is a link to an article in the Los Angeles Blade that says, Pornhub says age verification takes effect.
Yeah, within quotes, you will lose all access. And then a cartoon, it says, I got some software to block you from seeing porn from the internet. And the dad's still talking to the child and goes, I'm going to need you to install it. That's hilarious.
I actually made that one myself.
Oh, did you really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute. That's hilarious. Did you get a lot of likes on it?
Zero.
Really?
Yeah.
Because people don't like your witty banner.
Only 200 people follow me.
Oh, only.
So,
that's more than my friends on Facebook.
If every one of them saw it today. Anyway, that's what we're talking to kind of promote my account and get more people to know about it.
Okay. Well, why don't you tell them about your account?
I have an account on Mastodon, and you can find it by typing Bear.
So B-A-E-H-R.
Yes.
Okay.
The next one is celebrate Pride Month with 3 years of Out 100 specials now streaming on Hulu, and there's a link to it.
Mm-hmm.
I did this yesterday. I don't know, maybe I should remove that post, because the thing on Hulu is from Advocate Magazine, and I hate Advocate Magazine.
Really?
They've sold out.
Hmm.
All they do now is run articles about companies who've paid to have articles on them.
Oh, really? Well, that sucks.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because they were, like, at the leader in the forefront of first gay magazines,
yeah,
weren't they?
They were.
That's the same.
They had two levels of magazine. They had the outer cover, which had a glossy cover and, I think, glossy pages.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was a paper sheets that you pull out that had all the classified ads.
Hmm.
You know, guys seeking guys.
Oh, okay.
If you wanted to have just the articles laying around your house, you could pull that center part out.
Okay.
And not have the dirty stuff
just
sitting around.
Okay.
But and that was a pretty good idea at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But since they went digital only, they pretty much sold out.
That's too bad. Yeah, because it's been around for years and years and years, hasn't it?
Mm-hmm. And that Out 100 on Hulu is about as awful as I would expect any kind of advocate thing to be.
Really?
It's really just promoting people that want to be promoted.
Okay.
I would guess probably paid to be on the show.
Yeah, probably. That's what it sounds like.
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. Then it looks like the next post you shared is a, just basically someone...
I think they call it a meme.
A meme, sharing a meme. It says, there have been nearly... Okay, let me start again.
Let me read it.
Okay.
There have been nearly 3,000 gods so far, but only yours actually exists. The others are silly, made-up nonsense, but not yours. Yours actually exists.
That meme is awesome. I wish they made a t-shirt with that on it, because that's exactly how I feel about religion, formalized religion. My invisible being is more important than your invisible being. Mm-hmm. I can prove it.
Kind of like when I see a team kneeling in prayer before a game, and I say, they must think their God is more important or more powerful than the other team's God.
Exactly. And if there really was a God, do you think he'd be watching a high school football
game? With all the wonders in the entire universe to see, he'd be watching a football game? Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
And bumfuck Kansas. No. Why? I hope not. I think there's bigger problems. So, yeah, that's hilarious, though. But yes, I love that shirt. I love that meme. I wish it was a shirt.
The next one is a picture of Exploration Place, which is the science center here in town.
Yeah.
That, unfortunately, like a lot of science centers around the country, they're all up for little kids.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat, though. I didn't realize they did that. Did you take that yesterday?
I don't know what you'd call it. It's like a big square piece of art in the rainbow colors.
Mm-hmm. On the side of the building, I'd say it's roughly probably 50 by 50.
Something like that. Something. Yeah,
it's
pretty big.
It's pretty big. So it stands out and sits right on the river.
You have to be on the opposite side of the river to see it. You can't see it from the street.
Well, you're crossing the bridge, you probably see the Douglas Street Bridge.
On the walking
path,
yes.
Yeah, walking path, and probably the Douglas Street Bridge, and probably from any of the buildings downtown.
Could be.
So, but yes, that's pretty cool.
It seems strange that the county would do that.
Yeah.
That's a county-owned building.
Yeah, the county surprises us every once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But your caption on the picture says, Exploration Place has gone gay. Such a smart ass. So at least...
I suppose they could just... Because it's not literally the pride flag. It's in, like, cross hatches or something.
Yeah.
They could say, well, it's just art.
Yeah.
Plausible deniability.
Yeah. So... But it's pretty neat. I definitely would check it out.
Veteran 85 comes out in his heartbreaking obituary. It's all about a guy who was in the Army, I think. And then the fire department and did lots of volunteer work and everything. He lived to 85 and nobody knew he was gay except his boyfriend.
That's sad.
And at the end of his, he wrote his own obituary. At the end it says, I must tell you one more thing. I was gay all my life, through grade school, through high school, through college, through life. I was in a loving and caring relationship with Paul Carvaggio of North Greenbush. He was the love of my life. We had 25 great years together. Paul died in 1994. From a medical procedure gone wrong. I'll be buried next to Paul. I'm so sorry for not having the courage to come out as gay. I was afraid of being ostracized by my family, my friends, and coworkers. Seeing how people like me were treated, I just could not do it. Now that my secret is known, I'll forever rest in peace.
That's sad. That's very sad.
Yeah.
That's heartbreaking.
Especially the part... seeing how people like me were treated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He could never get past that.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, there's a link to that article.
That's very sad. It's amazing that some people still feel or in communities that are still like that, or they got people around them that would force them to live in that that kind of environment. So I guess we're fortunate where we have come out. Like, I was in the closet for a long time. You came out relatively young, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and I was not forced out, but I don't know if I was forced out, but I finally just had enough. But, I mean, it still took me years and years and years before. And, I mean, people weren't stupid. They saw me and my ex together all the time. And that's when we would go out to the bars and stuff. So they kind of put two and two together. Because we were always together. We were always going on trips together. But I remember coming up with bogus ideas of saying why we were just going on trips. Like, we went to Hawaii one time, and I said that I inherited money from my grandparents, and they wanted me to spend it, and he was the only person I knew who had money, because he was an actual attorney. So that's where I'd go. But yeah, I mean, I just lied and lied and lied, and finally he was like, okay, screw it. But I waited until my sister had my niece before I told my mom. Let her, so that my mom had a grandchild and could do it on that and not have any pressure on me for it. But I remember coming out to my mom. My niece was born in July, and I came out to my mom that Christmas, finally. Mm-hmm. And my mom said, you know, I love you no matter what, obviously, and I went, well, but she couldn't understand why it took me so long. And then she acted like she didn't know. But then when later on, started to be so long-winded about it, a whole bunch of us used to get together and go on big family vacations together, me and my friends and my mom and my sister and all. But she confronted a lot of my friends on that vacation saying, why did you tell me? And they were all like, it wasn't our spot. It wasn't our place to tell you. It was his job to tell you. You know what I mean? We were going to out him to you. So, but hey, it all worked out. I met you, got to meet, be with the love of my life. So,
well, the time to come out is when you are expending more energy hiding it than what benefits you get by not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And at some point, people come to that time. And
it's taxing. It's really taxing to hide it. And you do feel a weight off your shoulders, I think.
I certainly did.
I felt like I was walking around with this big, heavy jacket on all the time and just worried about, is someone going to find out? Is someone going to know? And then it felt like I could breathe again. So.
You don't have a giant piano dangling over your head all the time.
Exactly. Hmm. So, and then, you know, then you find out people, and I hate saying it, you find out your real friends and the real people who love you. Mm-hmm. You will lose some people. I lost people that I thought were friends, and obviously they weren't friends. So, and I'm better off for it. So, but when you're young, it's hard to take that step, but it is worth it in the long run. It's scary, but it's definitely worth it. Because those people truly aren't your friends. If they can't accept you for truly to be your true self, then they're in it for them, and they're not looking out for your best interest, and they don't deserve to be in your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, Daryl, don't get off my soapbox once again. I get on these little tangents. So, I don't know. So, that's my opinion. That's my two cents.
The next one is a little bit of sarcasm that the profile on my account says sarcasm is a precious resource that too often goes wasted.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot of sarcasm in my posts.
Mm-hmm.
Just like this one. When HR said you should keep your hands to yourself at work, they don't mean you should masturbate.
Yeah. That's funny. That's funny as hell. So. That's kind of cool. Next post that you have is the gay pride. Is that the leather pride flag?
It is an animated GIF, and I'm going to pronounce it GIF because that's the right way to pronounce it.
It's not GIF?
No, it's GIF. It says so in the documentation. Anyway, it has it's split down the middle diagonally, and the left half has the gay pride colors descending, and the right half has the leather pride colors ascending, and it has pink triangles rotating in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
I have hundreds of these GIFs, and I, over time, post them from time to time.
Okay. It's pretty neat.
This one is a headline, Tesla shareholders approve Musk's $56 billion pay package. And I wrote, that's $3,703,703.81 per hour, assuming Musk works 40 hours a week.
It's ridiculous. There's no one on Earth that should be making that much money.
Well, just imagine that he was walking down the street and he had $1,000 bills in his pocket. And
it wouldn't be worth
his time. They started falling out. It wouldn't be worth his time to go back and bend over and pick them up.
Yep. Yep. There's people starving all over the world. And you have a man almost making $4 million an hour. You can live, one person can live on $4 million for the rest of their lives comfortably, easily. And this man makes that in 1 hour. That's crazy. I mean, I think, didn't say like Bezos or Musk, they could actually solve world hunger if they wanted to with the money that they have?
I guess, but then when it's gone, what do
you
do?
Yeah, you can't beat the, you know, so, but just, if you had that much money, wouldn't you donate a ton to charity? Wouldn't you?
They probably do for tax purposes, but it's probably things that benefit them in the end.
In the end, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I would find things to go, like, traveling.
You could afford to hire somebody to find things for you.
A whole committee, a whole business to go find things for you to donate the money
Bill
to.
And Melinda Gates did that. Oh, they good. Have a foundation.
Okay. To spend their money. Well, yeah. And I think they said flat out that when they die, that they're not going to leave anything else. They're going to spend, they're going to make sure that their children are comfortable, but they're going to have, everything else is going to be gone.
Mm-hmm.
And that they're going to put it back into the community. Well, it's not no longer Bill and Melinda. I think they're divorced. But good for them. You know what I mean? You can't bring it with you.
Mm-hmm.
So, but... Yeah, I mean, I just, like, if he could literally just driving down the street and a homeless guy is like handing the guy the change that's in your pocket and be like, here's $100,000. And then it wouldn't be worth his time to do that. But, I mean, he could easily just do that. You know what I mean? You know, the guy might OD on crank or something.
Instead he buys Twitter and turns it into a Nazi safe house.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right. You're just burning me and getting on my soapbox. Okay.
You had to open the next one.
Mm-hmm. There we go. Oh, gay congressman blasts Marjorie Taylor Greene, one of our favorite people on this podcast. This is why we need more gay... I'm sorry. This is why we need more queer people to run for office and more queer people voting for them. Otherwise, there would be nobody to post shit like this. Okay. And then it doesn't. And then it's just a link to the actual article. Do you have it up?
Oh, I'm not going to open it.
Okay. So
I'm going to go on to the next one.
All right.
The next one I wrote here is a pretty good article about Polari, a subject we covered in episode 97.
Oh, okay.
So if you click on that link, it takes you to a pretty good article about Polari.
Okay. There you go. There's a kickback to one of the old episodes that we had. Okay.
Describe the next one. It's GIF.
Okay. It's the gay pride flag going up and down. It says, I need something really bad. Are you really bad? Question mark. That's cute. Did you come up with that on your own?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Were you horny that day?
Probably. The next one is also a GIF with the pride flag colors, and it says, if men were meant to be fucked, they'd have a hole in their ass.
And it's a picture of a donkey with a hole in its eye. God. You're so ornery. God. All right.
I hope somebody forwards that one. So far, nobody has.
That's hilarious. All right. All right. And then the next one is you being silly again. It looks like, do you know why Gay Pride is in June and not in September? Because Pride always goes before the fall. Yeah.
There's probably going to be people who don't, who aren't old enough to understand that expression.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Yeah, that's on them then.
The next one is a picture of a small canister of Pringles, and it says, I have a question about these mini canisters of Pringles. Why do they even bother to put lids on them?
It's true. Yeah, there's like...
I don't think I've ever sat down and ate them without eating the whole thing.
Yeah. Because there's, what, like 20 chips in them?
Something like that, yeah.
It's barely a snack. But that little can is kind of filling.
I guess. With dip, it is.
Yeah, I think it is. So, it's just
the
right amount.
I guess it gives you a chance to stop.
Yeah, because instead of eating a whole tube of them, I've done that before. Have you?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I have. And then felt like garbage after eating the whole thing of them. So, all right.
The next one is a forwarded meme.
I'm going to let you describe this.
It's a bunch of little kids doing a passion play with one little kid looks like they put makeup on him to looks like blood. He's got a loincloth and he's attached to a cross. And there's these other little kids with... like Roman uniforms and a little girl with a veil like Mary. And the caption says, thank God they don't have to be traumatized by drag queens.
Yeah. That says it all. That is twisted. I mean, who knows? And that little kid was probably mommy and daddy and came running home. I get to play Jesus.
In the passion play.
Mm. That is just sick. And the parents are... probably excited, too. Mm-hmm. That's so messed up. The kid's definitely going to be gay. Wow. That is crazy. That is insane.
See, if you want to see these in person, you need to get on Mastodon and follow my account.
Okay.
The next post.
It was about our podcast, about the last episode we had. Oh, that's cute. You put a picture of our... her wedding day on there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Read what it says.
This is episode 106 of the Baron Cura podcast. We're going to talk about gay marriage facts.
Every time we post an episode, I put a post on with the cover from that episode. And then I go back and delete the old ones because I don't want people to think that I do nothing but post our episodes on Mastodon.
Okay. There we go. So if you missed the last episode, you can go back there and click on that.
Okay, the next one I wrote, Donald Trump is the Bodie McBoatface of American politics. And there's a link to the Wikipedia article on Bodie McBoatface.
Mm-hmm. That's funny.
I think we talked about that on a podcast recently. You want to read the next one?
It's another meme.
With a guy.
A guy working on a car. Says, if you ever think your job is pointless, there's a guy in Germany putting turn signals on BMWs. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Did you make that one? No, that's
no, I didn't. No,
that was a share. That was a forward. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
The next one is a picture of our driveway and everything is yellow. And it says, that's not a filter. That's what it actually looks like outside right now.
Okay. That must have been before a storm.
It was after a storm.
How was it?
I think you were asleep.
Probably. It looks like it's at dusk.
Yeah, it's right at sunset. Okay. Between the storm and sunset. Everything is just completely mustard yellow.
Yeah. It's kind of weird looking. Okay. Then the next one is, it's an actual Ford. Customers just aren't loyal anymore. We struggle with retention, says companies that regularly raise prices for unchanging services and then offer discounts to new customers. Another good point. Another very good point. So, yeah, instead of taking care of the customers that you have, they always want to incentivize new customers from coming in. And
they just expect you to just keep paying and putting ads in and selling your privacy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then they wonder why people aren't faithful customers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I see our company do things like this, too, which I don't necessarily agree with. So we won't get into that.
The next one is a sign that I put up at work.
Okay. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
It's a sign that you put up, and it's a rainbow flag. And in the middle of the flag, it's cut out in white. It says, "What have you done today to make you feel proud?" That's a good sign.
And I have gotten a lot of reshares on this particular post.
Really?
Uh-huh.
That's good. That's a good sign.
I guess there's a lot of share fans.
Yeah. Have you gotten many comments at work for it?
No, not a word.
Really? Well, you made a good, interesting comment the other day, though. You said that you work on a floor with about 200 people,
mm-hmm.
and you're the only one who has any kind of pride stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes you like a unicorn.
I guess there ought to be about 40 other people.
That's scary.
On that floor.
Yeah.
And I don't understand why they don't feel comfortable that they could come out, because I don't feel any.
There might not be. I mean, the odds are against that, but maybe they're just. There's some people who don't like sharing anything like that at work.
Hmm. The next one is another animated GIF. It says, "If you think I'm a pain in the ass, use more lube."
Yep. Did you make the name?
I didn't put that one up at work, though.
Well, that's good, because you probably want to keep that one. Keep that to yourself and keep your job. So, man, you can definitely use more lube.
The next one, you can read it. It's a forwarded meme.
And it says, it's a picture of Trump kind of being brash like he normally always is. It says, "Donald Trump is a man of deep convictions. 34 of them." That's a good one, too. So you're just as ornery online as you are in real life.
Mm-hmm. The next one is another forwarded meme that says, "Dear atheists, how is it that cavemen survived the asteroid but dinosaurs didn't?"
Hmm. That's good.
Somebody who doesn't get it at all.
Hmm.
Or maybe they think that that it those days was like the Flintstones. They think the Flintstones was a documentary.
Yeah, that's it. With the dinosaur is their dog.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
Okay, the next one is another link. Eric, you go ahead.
It's an article, and the top of the article basically says, "Eric Trump quotes, blacks are swinging to Trump in spades." If you need an explanation on that, then good luck in life. That is such a backhanded racist comment. That's like putting on blackface and not realizing that it's not.
How could anybody be that stupid?
It's Eric Trump.
There's the answer right there.
So.
The next one is a drawing of a bee drinking from a cup of tea. And it says, "It's LGBT month."
That's cute. It's a nice little play on words. Is that a new meme or a new GIF from, or an emoji from Apple?
I don't think
or
so.
Or from Google? That's cute. Okay, this one looks like it's a story. From Florida, the greatest state in the union. I'm joking. It says, "Florida won't light bridges in rainbow colors, so Jacksonville's LGBTQ community did." And it looks like it's a picture of a pretty massive bridge in Jacksonville with the gay pride flag colors spanning across the bridge. So
this is the kind of thinking that gay people are known for. To turn lemons into lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
How many people, there must have been hundreds of people standing on that bridge with flashlights in different rainbow colors.
Yeah. All come together.
All because the governor won't allow them to do that.
The Sanctus.
Won't allow.
Yeah. That's really neat, though. That's cool.
It's kind of like the red ribbons at AIDS.
Mm-hmm.
Or at some of the funerals that Fred Phelps would protest at, they would line up in these giant angel costumes with great big wings that would hide the view of the protesters from the mourners.
Mm. Well, that's cool. That's awesome.
Gay people always come up with a creative solution to a problem.
Mm-hmm. You should be proud.
This is another forwarded post. The one thing that Trump hasn't tried yet to stop being convicted of felonies is to stop committing felonies.
Okay. Good point.
The next one you won't get.
No, I don't. I'll let you talk about that.
It has a couple of hashtags, Star Trek and Discovery. And the quote is, Breen and Breen, what is Breen?
No idea what that means. Or
there are people listening right now who are laughing their asses off who are Star Trek fans and know exactly what that means.
Oh, good for you guys.
It's an episode widely considered to be the worst Star Trek episode ever made, where they extract Spock's brain and put it into a machine. And they keep asking this woman on the planet, where is Spock's brain? And she says, brain and brain, what is brain?
Okay. Okay. The next one is a GIF that you have. And it's basically the rainbow colors going up or going down into silhouettes of bodies like cartoon characters. It says, you show me yours and I'll show you mine. That's cute. Okay.
The next one is a comment from me saying, remember the days when just the hint of a scandal would end a politician's career.
That's a very valid point.
Not that long ago, and still in some cases. But I don't know, Trump just seems to
be bulletproof.
Teflon.
Teflon Don. Yeah. It's very true. I mean, you remember the days, like, if what he said to E.T. when he said, pick him up by the, that would have ended anybody's career, political career. And he said it himself, literally.
On camera.
I could shoot. He said that, and I could shoot someone in the middle of Times Square and probably get away with it. And these morons in this country will still freaking vote for his ass. And I really, really hope that he does not get into office in November.
Another problem with that is if he doesn't get in office, he can just run again in another 4 years.
So you would rather have him in office? He gets in office, he's never leaving.
Yeah, he's already said his plans are to dissolve the Congress and basically be a monarch.
Yeah, he will never leave if he gets in the office. And there's 70-some million people in this planet or this nation that would be for it, which is scary as all get out. But yeah, if he gets in, he will never leave.
Well, I don't know. Every time we think something is just the ultimate worst thing, something else comes along.
Yeah. Still, I don't want to test those waters. Okay.
The next is a quote from out.com. It says, rest in power, queer giants, knowing we will not only simply stand on your shoulders, we'll march, dance, agitate, vote, and fight like hell to blaze new trails for our future inheritors.
That's cool. That's a really good, really good saying.
It's a take on a quote that where I wish I remembered who said it, but where somebody was congratulated for an accomplishment, and he said, I merely stand on the shoulders of those who came before.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the next one is a picture of me and you in Britannica, taken in the same spot where we married each other 9 years ago today. That was on our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a good picture of us. So, yep.
And the next one is another animated GIF, and it says, I only date guys who are 12 inches tall.
Hmm.
When they're laying on their back.
I didn't see the bottom part of that until then. That's funny. You're a dirty bird.
Mm-hmm.
The next one says, someone glued my deck of cards together in a solid block. I can't deal with this. That's funny. That's funny.
The next one says, the adult version of head, shoulders, knees, and toes is wallet, glasses, keys, and phone.
Mm-hmm. That's how it is now.
I think I put that one up at work.
Okay, we'll let you describe this next one.
It's a meme. I did not make it. It shows all of the planets, all 9 planets and the sun. And it says, well, this is awkward because all the planets are globes, but Earth is flat.
Mm-hmm. So it's a picture of them. And then, yeah, a picture of Earth as a flat, like kind of, like a disc. Mm-hmm. What'd you say? Yeah. So, that's funny. Another group of very intelligent people around that occupy this Earth with us. Okay. This is a picture of Harrison Butker, who was the Chiefs kicker. He was a complete moron. He came into after his speech at that small Catholic school. And it says, how come the right isn't posting shut up and kick for this guy? I seem to remember LeBron James, Colin Kaepernick, and Serena Williams being told to shut up and stick to their sport. I wonder what the difference could be. And he's a white guy. So that's the difference.
Mm.
Yeah. Very, very well apparent, you know what I mean? It's very apparent why they're told to shut up and keep quiet when he can just spot his ignorance left and right. So, very appropriate meme.
The next one is Google 2004, don't be evil. Google 2024, don't be useful. I think they've taken that to heart.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Yeah, this next one is a clip that you put in. It's a sound clip. Not a clip. It's pretty long, it looks like. But it's ambient sounds recorded at the Australian Outback exhibit in the Cedric County Zoo. So you can hear all the birds squawking.
There's a lot of birds in that exhibit.
A lot, yeah. We were there today, actually, so they got so it's actually the Australian Outback and South American exhibit. So there's a lot of birds. In the South American part, they got macaws and bunch of different parrots, but then there's a lot of birds in the Australian part too. They have cockatoos and other birds, and they're pretty much free roaming.
Yeah, you walk through them.
Yeah. So it's pretty neat. It's probably one of my favorite new exhibits. They just redid it all, so it's really it's come a long way compared to what it used to be.
Definitely.
So it's actually enjoyable now, but it can be very loud. So okay.
The next one is an animated GIF that shows 6 different guys in different colors of the rainbow, and it says, taste the rainbow. Not really funny, not really poignant. I don't really know what it is, but yeah. It's there.
Next one, it says, it's a meme, it says, or GIF. If gay people can't get married because it goes against your religion, then you can't have cookies because I'm on a diet. That's good.
Perfect.
That's perfect. Nothing else has to be said.
The next one is an animated GIF of Darth Vader. It says, who's your daddy?
That's funny. Okay.
The next one, I don't know how much longer, how many we want to do, but
yes, we can do this one and another one, and then we'll give them a call today after that, so people can actually check out your master, so we don't have to read all the your posts.
Well, on my walk today, a woman passed me and then asked me what the round thing on my arm was. Only in Kansas would a stranger ask such a personal question without thinking anything of it. I told her it's a hologram device that makes me appear human.
That's funnier than hell. I would have loved to see. I would have loved it. No, not really. What was going on in her brain after you said that? It,
completely blank. I just walked along.
She probably went home and freaked out. Probably started Googling it.
So, I hope so.
She's probably a Trump voter. So, not much upstairs anyway. That is so funny. All right. So, you want to do one more?
Yeah.
Okay. The next one is a shared comment. It says the Brits called for a general election in July. How do they plan to get billions of dollars in dark money and years-long horse race media coverage out of that? It's like they don't even know what elections are for. Hmm.
More of a comment on American politics than British politics.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I'll share one more.
Okay.
It's an animated GIF. Has a bunch of soap bubbles. And it says, virginity is like a soap bubble. One prick and it's gone.
Hmm. That's a good way. That's funny. All right. Well, that's our show this week. We kind of did a little lighthearted version of it, so...
Once again, if you want to follow me on Mastodon, my account name is Bear, spelled B-A-E-H-R. If you just search for it on Mastodon, you'll find it.
Okay. So that's the easiest way to find you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, that's our episode for this week. Do you have a joke for us this week?
Yes. Why do mastodons have trunks?
I don't know. Why do mastodons have trunks?
Because they'd look pretty silly with just glove boxes.
You're a dork. That's my husband, folks. All right.
We hope you've enjoyed episode 107 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
This is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.